Mr. Apocalypse is coming. He is rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth and bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. The very thing you've been longing for. Or it might be the very last thing on your mind. It could be something that you sent on ahead of you. Or it could be something you left behind.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip inside his head, mind, and soul, and listen to this week's comments from Les Visible.
Hello! Welcome, dear friends, to Dog Poet Transmitting and the Saucer Pod. Legitimate Christmas greetings from the Arcturian Brotherhood and the Sirius Cluster, where the actual meaning of Christmas is practiced, because in enlightened cultures they understand the meaning of it and don't run around buying things for people now and then to make up for not loving them all the time, which is, I think, the point of Christmas in the first place. Mr. Apocalypse is a busy, busy bee these days. He told me several years ago that he was going to catch them with their pants down, and he was going to expose them in ways most ingenious. He said a lot of things, and over the course of time, I've heard a lot of things prior to Mr. Apocalypse coming on the scene, and maybe I forgot what they were, or maybe they didn't happen, or maybe they are yet to happen, but with Mr. Apocalypse, it has all been a steady progression of all that he has said coming true. I take it from this that some really incredible events are on the horizon. The time is going to come when they will have no means of escape, and it's just going to accelerate from there. This is the one feature of coming events unknown to us all. We collectively and individually project what we expect to happen. It is a rare event indeed when that occurs. Usually the future spills in, and part of it is routine and part of it is unexpected. I don't think most of us expect even the routine, or we would change it. And that is one of the mysteries of life for me, changing the routine. Why is that so much harder than we imagine it should be? My friend Bud the Birdman, used to say that it is never so hard as when you are trying to change. I've thought about it, and it seems to me that, well, it's karma. And that is why I've come to the belief that one can find it near impossible, if not impossible, to change one's karma, except that grace comes into play. And if I can interject a word association here, the whole of the universe is, as the Hindus call it, God's Lila, which translates into God's play. One of the things people don't usually get about the ineffable is that he, she, it is whimsical. It will bear fruit to look into the various meanings of this word. Of course, one cannot define God or comprehend God, and you would certainly have to comprehend God before you could define God. But you can get impressions about some of God's characteristics, and one of them is whimsy. This means God is unpredictable.
Well,
that would make sense if God is incomprehensible, wouldn't it? However, we tend to project our own anthropomorphic qualities upon the divine, and so we limit the divine by our perception of the divine, but the divine cannot be limited by us and is in charge and will do as he, she, it pleases. So what that means is that we will find ourselves in conflict with God, which is our own higher self, and which means we will actually be in conflict with ourselves. We are all gods in the making. And that is why we are instructed down through the ages about humility and all the other qualities of God. It is because if we are to become gods, we must become God-like, or like God. Meaning we must possess the qualities of God, and they must express through us to define our personality as an expression of God, unhindered in that regard. Most of our problems in life have to do with the way we misrepresent the divine in our minds. And so instead of a joyful interaction with our Creator, we have an unpleasant confinement at the hands of an oppressor who is the construction of a poisoned imagination. It's not all our fault. The world does it to us, but we oblige. We oblige. This is something we have to always keep in mind. We are influenced, and we have to keep it in mind. Many of us get confused and depressed, and we are unaware of the cause of it. To my mind, everything has to do with our relationship to, or lack thereof, with the ineffable, if people would only realize this. Everything, and I mean everything, has to do with our relationship to the ineffable. When we were children, there were circumstances that we understood, not on a conscious level, but it was still true. Then puberty came in, and our world divided into the real and unreal. Time passed, and the unreal became the primary condition of our existence. We forgot. We forgot. And here is another thing to remember. Memory is the key ingredient concerning our awareness of what is and is not so. All we have to do is remember. When we were children, we did not have this problem. However, we cannot remember when we were children. We remember portions of being a child, but not how we felt and thought at the time, because the karma of all our other lives of divided being came into play, just as they have in this life. We have to unify our being. And that is why Jesus said, you have to become as a little child to enter the kingdom of heaven. Children are more likely to live in a timeless now than anyone else. And this is especially a concern in an excessively material culture like the one we are in, because most people, without realizing it, live in a non-existent future. That's why there is all that credit card insanity and debt for later mentality, and why everyone lives in expectation of coming events that seldom live up to the expectation, and nothing ever happens in the future anyway. Whatever happens always happens now. There is, in terms of reality, only now, no matter how we might not want to accept it. Depending on the conditions we are caught up in, and that is all determined by what we value. If what you value is timeless, then your existence will eventually be timeless too. It's something to keep in mind. We're going to do something a little different today and read the second meditation from The Way to the Kingdom. This deals with manifesting things and conditions into your life, provided your intentions are good and the meditation gets well into this. It's worth paying attention to. All right then. The following exercises are given for the development of mental power within yourself. Seat yourself in a chair in your own room, if possible, or in one in which you will be undisturbed. Take a positive position, sitting upright but comfortably, so that you will be as unconscious of your body as possible. Now close your eyes and try to visualize the room as a mental room, or one within your mind in which you are going to feel full of and confine the mental qualities of discrimination, strength, the power to concentrate, and truth for your future and continuous use. Then try to realize that you are actually a center of God's consciousness, for in His consciousness we all live, move, and have our being. And that this mind, which you call your mind, is a center or focal point of His mind. Just as the consciousness of each cell of your body is a center or focal point of your mind, and that therefore, deep within your mind, there must be always present and ever available God's love, intelligence, and power, in fact, all that God is in his consciousness. Now try to see this consciousness, the holy love or spirit of God, pouring forth from deep within and flowing through and radiating from you to all other centers of his consciousness as a brilliant white light, which light in very truth is the spiritual self to one who has the inner sight, for it is a light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Therefore realize that you are that light, and that your mind, being a part of God's mind, you can consciously and actually call forth from within that mind, if motivated and accompanied only by unselfish love, any needed quality, for in it, of course, exist all God's qualities. Therefore, see your light ever shining and going thus before you, lighting fully your path and making everything so clear that no possible shadow can intrude to deceive or hinder your perfect spiritual sight, and hence your fullest understanding. This gives true discrimination. Likewise, to your right, see this light radiating and pouring forth from you into the mental atmosphere of that part of your room as the strength of divine mind, ever ready to support and sustain you in any need and to enable you to do anything you wish to do. While on your left, see the great light of truth likewise flowing forth to fill that part of your mentality, so that whenever you need to know anything, no matter what, it is ever ready to flood your consciousness and to make all clear to you. And then back of you, see this great light from within pouring forth and filling that part of your mentality with the power to concentrate and focus it whenever you want to direct your mind upon any given idea or to any desired end. Just see this light as a mighty power ever back of you, waiting to pour through your consciousness as through a funnel, in which is held the idea you wish to clearly understand or the picture that you wish to outmanifest whenever you call upon this power to direct the light of divine mind upon it. See your intellect or visioning faculty located in the front of your mind, back of the center of forehead, serving as a lens to focus the light and reflect the perfect picture in the outer realms of consciousness or of physical manifestation. Just as the light pours through the small lens of a magic lantern, when you turn on the electric power and throws the picture on the plate, upon the screen, so will this power, when you thus consciously direct it with intense purpose, cause the light, life, and substance of divine mind to pour into and through the idea or picture you are holding in your mind, and will outmanifest it either as a perfect knowing or as a fulfillment of your desire. Study this last carefully and prove it, for it can be used to acquire any needed wisdom, power, or ability, or to create and make manifest any righteous thing or condition. But be very sure you have the approval of your higher self, that which you wish manifested, for it should never be attempted unless inspired by a loving desire to help someone or to fit yourself for the Father's use. This rounds out your mentality, filling it full of those qualities that you want ever available. Any other qualities can be similarly brought forth and made available. The practice of actually calling forth these qualities from within you and seeing them surrounding you and filling your mental room thereby creates an aura that will always surround and protect you. For it will be of such a high vibration because of the brilliancy of its light and the power of love radiating from it that none of the forces of darkness can penetrate or even approach. The powers of discrimination and truth thus built into your aura will be instantly able to detect any inimical or inharmonious vibrations and enable you to know how to deal with them. This practice will also gradually, if you do it faithfully day after day, make you conscious of the mighty power you are and of the wonderful instrument you have in this mind of yours as you learn to make it obey your slightest command. This is what is meant above, where it is said that these exercises are for the development of mental power within yourself. They are that you may not only develop power, but that you may become power, may learn to know who you are and of what you are a part. But always remember that power and knowledge avail nothing unless love inspires and directs their use. How clear is that? This is things that we need to remember. And this meditation is a very, very useful one if you will choose to apply it even just once a week. And the first meditation, perhaps more. I have meditated upon these and memorized them and have found them to be very useful in my own life. So I am speaking from experience in this regard. And since there is a war on Christmas, let me say Merry Christmas to all, to those who believe and those who do not believe, in the fervent and sincere prayer that one day they may come to believe. And, of course, many things are outside of our power, but one thing that is not outside of our power is our own destiny, and that is determined by whose hands we place it in. For myself, I have satisfied this. Well then, we've come to the end of another broadcast, and I'll see you next week if there is one. In the meantime, may you catch that original Christmas spirit just as you did when you were a child. That said, Hare Krishna, hail Lord Jesus Christ, much loved Lady Nature, La ilaha il alahu, Meacham Ambu Guru Bawa, greetings my good friend Lord Ganesh, Om Amitabha, Carry on Baula, Aloha, and Aroo!
He's long and tall and slender, and he's got a walking stick. You'll be changed forever if you get hit by it. He's coming for the Zionists and all their bankers too. Don't behave yourself, he's coming after you. There's no way to stop him, he can't be bribed or bought. And he's sweeter than the air in spring, and meaner than you thought. You're the deer inside his headlights, if you're the kind that hunts by night. No one stays anonymous when he gets you in his sights. Mr. Apocalypse is coming, oh yeah. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth, he's bringing freedom. Wake-up call designed for everyone. He's here. Mr. Apocalypse is here.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSync Radio Network of Stations.